kind of old. I'm just going to add a little bit of chips. Okay, three-handed now. D-Wade did raise pre-flop, and now the flop disaster bets out. It's two diamonds on the board, so the first thing that comes to mind is a flush draw when you bet out like that. But lately people have started doing it with all kinds of hands. So it probably wasn't a flush draw there, because he wasn't ready to even call 100 more. Hard to tell. 2-7 is a bad one. Queen-9 is a kind of half-good hand, suited. I will protect my blind here, I think. Nothing good on the flop, though. Check it. I'm guessing he has ace high. Like ace. Yeah, ace high. And he wanted to check the flop. I'll try to steal it here. Didn't really like that bet. The plan was to bet the turn, and usually you get a call from the ace high on the turn, but now the ace comes on the river, and if that is the hand he did have, it's not a good place to bluff, so I'm gonna check. Okay. It's a rather strange way of playing it as well. He flopped open-ended straight, and two overcards. It was a quite big flop for him, and he checked it. So the ace on the river was might have been a good card for me, so I didn't shoot another bullet on the river, because I think he would have called me there. Okay, I'm gonna take this hand and one more after this. And then that's it for today. A6 to the muck. Alright.